For the past few years, I've watched as friends tear themselves apart because of their over-obsession with the culture wars. And by culture wars, I mean almost everything that people yell at each other about on social media.
We want to take masks off our children. That should be our choice.
You are a white privileged male who has no experience.
I can't help what I am. I was born like this.
I'm not saying that people should not be allowed to go through that procedure. What I'm saying is it doesn't make them a woman. It happens to be an opinion.
These wars can consume our lives. I was curious to learn how things fell apart, and so I decided to go back in history and find the origin stories, the pebbles thrown in the pond, creating the ripples. I had no idea how surprising, how consequential the stories would turn out to be. Like, how did a boy's dream of making it in Hollywood in the 1970s lead to a campaign of murders in the 90s?
There was this ping, and there was a bullet flying around the house.
How did a prank gone disastrously wrong influence people to smash their way into the US Capitol on January the 6th?
He walks in, and he's kind of like frantic. I'm like, what's going on, man? And then he's like, I got asked to join the Illuminati.
They're stories about the unexpected instigators of violent culture wars.
We moved to a very nice, wholesome community, and I was just very proud to be living there.
About how innocent lives get destroyed for the most irrational reasons.
I have been convicted of crimes that I not only didn't do, but that never occurred.
About the very first person to be publicly shamed because of something they did online.
Oh, I have to tell the joke. I suppose I do have to tell the joke.
About moments of grace amidst the horror.
I got my miracle. I was blind and now I see. Amazing grace.
Things Fell Apart from BBC Radio 4 is a series of 8 extraordinary stories from the history of the culture wars with me, John Ronson. I'm John Ronson, a writer living in America, the land where culture wars begin. And by culture wars, I mean almost everything that people yell at each other about on social media.
We want to take masks off our children. That should be our choice.
You are a white privileged male who has no experience.
I can't help what I am. I was born like this.
I'm not saying that people should not be allowed to go through that procedure. What I'm saying is it doesn't make them a woman. It happens to be an opinion.
These wars can obsess us. It can consume our lives and tear families apart. I was curious to learn how things fell apart, and so I went back in history to find the origin stories, the pebbles thrown in the pond, creating the ripples. I had no idea what I would find, but I've uncovered some strange and unexpected tales of real consequence. This story is about the very surprising reason why one of America's first and most violent culture wars began, one that rages to this day.
There was this ping and like a sound of a little shattered glass, and there was a bullet flying around the house. Before the dinger went off on the microwave, Bart was dead.
It'll end with a bullet ricocheting around a kitchen in Buffalo, New York. But it starts with an American boy growing up among Christian intellectuals in a Swiss mountain retreat in the 1960s and 70s, daydreaming about one day directing Hollywood films.
I'm a dyslexic little kid roaming around in the Alps, growing up in a weird fundamentalist American evangelical commune.
The boy's name was Frank Schaefer, and the commune, Le Brie, was run by his father, Francis Schaefer, a Christian philosopher and art historian.
He was a completely off-the-wall, wonderful individual, thinning long hair, was wearing a pair of mountain-climbing knickers of the kind that you associate with Swiss mountaineering back in the day.
He had a goatee.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?